Briefly introduce yourself and give some background on which part of the Decide project your work contributed to.
My name is Naomi Ferns and I work as a health services researcher at Healthcare Improvement Scotland, which is a special NHS health board. It works mainly on quality improvement projects across the whole of NHS Scotland. And I worked on Work Package 3 of Decide, which focuses on the communication of clinical guideline recommendations to patients, carers and members of the public. Specifically, the type of work I was involved in was I analysed the qualitative data from a series of focus groups which were carried out, and I also analysed the data from a user testing of a patient version of a sign guideline that was designed based on the findings, the preliminary findings of the project so far. And I was also involved in writing up the findings of that work for publication.
What are the most important findings from your work with Decide?
I thought the most important findings was mainly around the idea that awareness of clinical guidelines in the general public was really often seemed to be generally quite low, and therefore that the accessing of patient versions of guidelines that are out there also seems quite low by the general public at large. And it seemed like that was a real shame, because the patients and members of the public that we spoke to, they really wanted information to help them choose between treatments, particularly information on harms. And that information, I think, comes from patient guidelines and supports and empowers them to make shared decisions, especially working with healthcare professionals. So that was one, I think, really interesting or key finding. And another one was that one size really didn't seem to fit all in making patient versions. Some people seemed to want really detailed information, and they were quite interested in numbers and graphical aids, the kind of evidence underlying stuff, while others, and maybe the majority of the people we spoke to, really just wanted patient versions of guidelines to be kept as simple as possible. So when we were trying to balance out those needs, and I think it was key to keep the look and the layout of patient versions as simple and visually appealing as possible, I think that seemed to be really important. And essentially that came from looking for a really friendly look and feel by using a lot of colour and images, chunking up the text and keeping the language of the patient versions as informal as we could. Another aspect that seemed quite important was layering of information when that is possible in patient versions, because that's very helpful in meeting the needs of all those different groups that make up the public.
How has Decide changed the way you work?
Healthcare Improvement Scotland is made up of various different groups or networks that have been brought together. And one of them is the Scottish Intercollegiate Guidelines Network, which is known as SIGN. And it develops the evidence-based clinical practice guidelines for the National Health Service in Scotland. So part of the Decide project was the redesign of a template for patient versions of SIGN guidelines. So it has completely changed the way we produce patient versions of our guidelines, or at least it's changed very much the way that they look and the way that they feel to the public when they're accessing them. And we also shared the learning from this about producing patient materials and communicating evidence-based recommendations across the organisation. So, for example, we developed a patient version of a recent health technology assessment report, and that used the similar design, look and feel of the design materials for SIGN. So I think it has impacted on the way myself and my organisation communicates about evidence with patients and the public quite substantially, perhaps. And we really are trying to share it around the organisation.
How might Decide's work help other guideline groups?
The insights that we had from this work, it also contributed to the recent update to the Guidelines International Network Public Toolkit on Patient and Public Involvement in Guidelines. And there are also two publications which should be coming out relatively shortly, which were based around the qualitative work that we did for Work Package 3. So that should make it accessible to other organisations. On top of that, SIGN's New Look patient versions are also available to download on our website, which is Health Improvement Scotland's website, and so is the patient guide to our recent health technology assessment on antimicrobial wound dressings. So I do think we've put our stuff out there, or we're in the process of putting it out there, so that other organisations should be able to benefit. But probably the key way that it's communicating to other groups is through the Guidelines International Network update to their toolkit.
Fab. And how did you use test materials being developed for your audience?
Initially, the Work Package 3 group carried out 9 focus groups and other kind of group activities, which provided us an opportunity to test the draft materials that we developed. And then following that, we carried out user testing, as I already mentioned, of the redesigned sign patient version, which was of a glaucoma guideline. And that user testing we based on a method of data collection and analysis, which was developed by Rosenbaum and colleagues. And that uses a think aloud protocol and a semi-structured interview guide, which the user testing takes place individually, one-on-one, face-to-face. And we carried out with about 13 people with glaucoma, one of which was actually a carer rather than a person with glaucoma. That uses an interviewer and an observer to take notes, and we were lucky in that one of our public partners agreed to be our observer.
Did you have any sort of big challenges, and if so, how did you overcome them?
Well, the user testing, some of the user testing earlier on used workbooks and was carried out in pairs prior to us going on to this one-to-one interview method. And that was before I was involved in the project. And that user testing, I think it proved kind of a bit less fruitful, or that the outcomes of it were a bit more difficult to analyze. So I think shifting to the think aloud protocol method was really helpful for us. And also, a problem can be you're covering a really diverse group when you're covering, we're covering like the public as a whole and patients and carers, and inevitably those views, those groups can have quite different views, and participants' views may vary quite widely. So I think it was really the sample that you're recruiting and the methods you're using for analysis need to be able to deal with that. And in the end, we came to realise that there's no one single approach for communicating guideline recommendations that will work for all those groups. And that the different groups, such as, you know, if you're making a guideline for older people, if you're making one aimed at much younger people, that you're going to have to tailor those materials for those groups. So I think those were the things that we found we had to learn about as we were working.
What were the most striking things that you discovered throughout the process?
We used a blue circle on one of our little visualizations for risks and things. And one of them had a generic type of image, which was like a blue circle. And some people interpreted that as being a zero, and therefore meaning that that meant they had no risk. Like, the overriding impression that I took away from it was it's just how important the good health information and access to these usable patient versions of the clinical guidelines are to the patients and the public, I think. And when we talk to people with long-term health conditions like diabetes and depression, we realise that things like the sign patient versions, when they realise that they are available to them, that those are on our websites, but they didn't know anything about them, or that they didn't know about them when they were diagnosed, they're actually quite angry. There is this good material out there, but they aren't aware of it, or they don't have access to it, or other people are not. So I think that left, you know, you did come away with the idea, so increasing awareness and access to the well-designed patient versions of clinical guidelines is actually really important. Another issue that came out was people wanting a lot of stuff now, like NICE as well, they've moved to putting, they don't produce hard versions anymore, they don't produce paper copies. But for some groups, that's really tricky, because if you don't have access to the internet or a computer and you can't print things yourself, or you just don't want to do that, you want to have your own hard copy, you don't want to look at it online. I think that's getting increasingly difficult for people. That's a bit of a challenge in terms of getting the stuff out there to people.
How will your organisation use Decide materials?
Yeah, I think I probably talked about that quite a bit for the WP3, WorkPatch 3 work that we were involved in directly, but it is probably worth pointing out that I think we would, Healthcare Improvement Scotland, probably use the finding of other working groups may also be quite important to us in terms of communication of guidelines and health technology assessment material to the clinical community and to decision makers. So I think we would definitely try to use some of the findings from other work packages to refine some of our own evidence-based products as well.
What are the biggest advantages of these Decide materials for your work or that of your colleagues?
Yeah, I think as an organisation, Health Improvement Scotland is really focused on improvement activities across NHS Scotland, and so we're always looking to make improvements in our evidence-based products and to share that then across NHS Scotland. So I think GRADE and Decide now have both helped us to produce the best evidence-based products that we can do, I think I've like talked about the details of that already, but that is a real advantage to us of having been involved in the project.